It was a dark, dark night. There was a furious hurricane. It was raining and the rain wouldn't stop. And inside the dark dungeon jail, Devaki was about to give birth. Vasudev, her husband, was going back and forth. He couldn't bear to see his wife Devaki going through so much of pain. But then, as the clock struck 12 a.m., he heard the cry of a baby. He ran towards the child. It was a beautiful child, a beautiful, beautiful baby. And seeing the baby, Vasudev realized that the prophecy told a few years back would come true, and it would come true through this newborn beautiful baby that he held in his hands. He looked at his wife Devaki. She was so tired after giving birth to the baby that she had dozed off. He wrapped the baby in a thin strip of cloth that he had with him down in the dungeon jail that both he and his wife were put in. And as if by magic, the chains which held his hands and his feet broke open. The doors of the jail broke open. He carries the child. He can see all the guards sleeping and snoring. It was as if the whole town was snoring and sleeping. An eerie silence and a heavy rain. He walks towards the banks of the river Yamuna, holding his baby in his hands. It is raining and raining. It is as if the rain will not stop. And out of the river comes the seven-hooded Sheshnag, and it offers him protection for both him and his newborn baby held cozily in his hands. And then he goes ahead to cross the Yamuna, and as he goes to his destination, he thinks about where things have come to. He had just married Devaki. Devaki was the daughter of Devaka. And Devaka was the uncle of Kansa. Kansa's father was Ugrasena and his mother was Padmavati. Kansa was a mighty warrior, and it was predestined that he would be the next ruler of the Vrishni clan, whose capital was a beautiful place called Mathura. And Kansa loved his cousin Devaki too much, and he was so overjoyed that she found the man of her dreams, Vasudev. And as he was taking his newly wed sister and his brother-in-law across the state, there is a prophecy. A saint comes across his chariot and tells him, Kansa, you are so happy that your sister is married, but her child will be the one who will kill you. Kansa does not know what to do. But then the anger just overwhelms him. He drags his newly wed sister back with her husband and imprisons them in the dungeon jail of Mathura. And there Devaki is forever kept. And in the past 8 years, Devaki has given birth to almost 7 sons. Hamsa, Suvikrama, Krata, Damana, Ripumandana, and Krodhanatha. And after each and every child or son was born, Kansa would come roaring with anger, catch hold of each and every child and kill it. But this child, this 8th child that Vasudev was now holding in his hands, was the child destined to kill Kansa. Vasudev takes this child across Mathura to his friend's house in Vrindavana. His close friend Nandalal and his wife Yashoda. There, Yashoda has also given birth to a beautiful girl baby called Yogamaya. Vasudev crosses the roaring river, knocks at Nandalal's doors. Nandalal, who also knows what is about to happen, slowly opens the door so that his wife Yashoda doesn't wake up. And quickly, Vasudev hands over his 8th son to Nandalal. Nandalal places this child next to Yashoda, takes up the child, Yogamaya, and hands it over to Vasudev. And just as he was brought to Vrindavana, exactly the same way, Vasudev is again escorted back to Mathura with the Sheshanag shielding him, and he going straightly to the dungeon jail where Devaki is sleeping. He puts the sleeping girl baby Yogamaya next to Devaki, and as if by magic, the doors of the jail close, the chains are back in Vasudev's hands and feet, and the soldiers who are guarding the dungeon jail wake up as if in a stupor. And as they wake up, they hear the cries of a newborn baby, and they immediately summon Kansa. And Kansa again comes back and looks at this girl baby lying next to his sister Devaki. And he laughs. He laughs to himself, thinking, oh, she's given birth to a baby girl. But the prophecy said that it is going to be a boy, a nephew who is going to kill me. But still, seeing that, Kansa holds the baby girl. And as soon as he holds the baby girl in his hands, she just flies out of the window as if in magic. But then she turns back, and again there's a prophecy. Kansa, the child that was to kill you has already been born. Your death is for sure. And here in Vrindavan, Yashoda opens her eyes and sees the most beautiful child. The skin of a golden blue color. The eyes like a fish, an almond-shaped eye with beautiful long eyelashes and a lovely eyebrow. A pert nose and a tiny cute lips. Curly hair. She looks at this baby. She looks up at her husband Nandalal and tells him, I am going to name him Krishna, the blue-hued one. And so Krishna was born on a dark tropical rainy night.